We pause again. Kind of to determine our ground. Have a sense of our ground. The ground that we're currently looking at is our common reality. And in a sense, we're always doing that here in our morning practice. And then, however, you take that off the cushion into your day. Mirage, dream, dewdrop, lightning flash, star, and so forth. We are kind of pausing in our day. Like right now, as we're sitting, our eyes are open, just sitting. And we're allowing ourselves to consider the reality, the realness, the truly existent quality of whatever we're perceiving. Now, more important than if something, for instance, a chair, the floor, the wall, are truly existent, because we can touch it, we can tap on it, we can whatever. So more important than if the substance is factual is the substance of our response, our like, dislike, our attachment or aversion, our clinging or craving, our anxiety and fear. That feels very substantial when those emotions or projection of thoughts, when those things arise, a thought when it arises, an emotion when it arises, the taste in our mouth, and how immediately there's a chain of concepts, ideas, and experience bases that I can only speak for myself. It's very rare that there's any pause in that chain, that linkage of that fundamentally comes down to like and not like. That's what we're questioning, the substantiality of. And so, Mipham, Rinpoche's. This person lived a couple of hundred years ago. Yeah, almost 200 years ago. So we're questioning with this quotation the substantiality of that stuff, of that inner processes, and therefore of the sense of self that is experiencing them and naming them as real. It is not for me to say that something is real to you or not. And you might be have a hard time convincing me of some of the things that for me seem very real, that they are not. So that's not the point here. I'm not trying to convince you or anything. The invitation is what's going on, an invitation, an encouragement. And it's the same encouragement and invitation that I give myself all through the day all through the night. That's our pause right now. Bondage and liberation are just words. They're no different than refrigerator, water, sky, self. They're just words. What matters is the meaning that each of us puts to any word. And then according to the meaning that comes from our concepts, that comes from what we've been educated with, that comes from our personal experience in this life, in previous lives, and so forth, that come from how our consciousness is conditioned, how our mind is conditioned. That meaning is what we're exploring. When a craving arises, we have the choice to act upon it. There's to question the meaning of the craving. And that use of that term like that might be a little confusing. So again, the invitation is to explore. It's a cup of caffeine in the morning has the meaning of some sort of clarity or vibrancy or feeling like you can start your day. If that's the meaning that one has in one's mind, whether or not there's biological factors going on there, right? Caffeine to our endorphins. Chemical responses. We have a very clear meaning in our mind about that. Those that do, right? Those that start their day with that, with caffeine. Are there other ways, for instance, to accomplish that sense of, okay, now I can start my day? Are there other ways? Even just that question is of value. Because it questions the meaning that we put, that we might not even recognize that we're putting to a thing, a something. So that's what we're pausing here with. So we smile. We smile. And just be present to body. To here now. The group field. Which might only be a concept. There might not be a subtle experience of that, but the concept works. Sitting is a concept. Self is a concept. Smile is a concept. So there's that too, the support. And notice that momentarily there was no bondage or freedom. It was just space. Nothing in the mind. And so we invite that. And we might have to exert a little effort to keep the mind steady. We might rest the mind on a shelf. Feel the balance of hawk's wings floating. There's all kinds of techniques we can use. We can just sit. Take a breath and pause. Reflect for a moment. For some people, interesting shoulds started to arise. I should be able to do this. This should be less in my mind. Now, interesting shoulds. For other people, the evenness of the spaciousness opened up into nothingness to some extent, luminous, alert, vivid, lucid. So even in the group field, we have this bondage and liberation depend on the mind. The reason why, just to choose those two things that were going on in the group field that we all could probably pick up on telepathically, is the phrase depend on. So for the people that have a lot of practice with just with ex with this exploration that we've been doing for quite some time, and you've been doing for lifetimes. for those people, that's what happened. Depending upon what's in the mind and the training of the mind, they ended up with a result. And depending upon those for whom there's less of that in this life, less of that in other lives, there's more focus. There's more focus and attention put on the nannerings of the mind, the chasings of the mind, and following the chasing. Then things like shoulds, among other things, arise, the restlessness. It's a form of restlessness. So that needs to just let's just point that out for a moment, because depend on the mind, right? Depending on the quality of the mind and how it's trained, what it's been exposed to, what it thinks about, etc., will arise bondage or liberation, to use two terms. So we smile again. Shake it up if that helps. Literally, shake, move, wiggle. Reset. And little by little, let the wiggle slow down. Backbone straight, central channel, all of that. Here, now, sitting, present. A breath, and a stable mind. Put it on the shelf, or feel the balance and evenness of the hawk's wings and the openness of the sky. We take a long, so deep breath, breathing with all beings and our planet. I'm grateful for this breath that our planet and a lot of beings have provided. Ooh. As we complete, let's be very clear. We do not want to, what would it be? Exchange one set of shoulds for another set of shoulds. That's not the purpose of meditation. The purpose of meditation is to reveal this pathway of bondage and freedom, liberation. To reveal that in the moment, in any given moment, that's our choice. Bondage or freedom. So we're not taking one set of shoulds and turning it into another of, oh, I should have space in the mind. Oh, I should be able to have some quiet in my mind. I should be able to meditate. No. And sincerely, if I've cultivated anything like that in anybody's mind, I bow to you with great sorrow. That's not ever the point. The point is simply learning that we are creating our reality moment by moment. Including the self, that is the rubric and the crux of it all. So, we simply want to experience for ourselves that there is choice. The choice is a spaciousness. The choice is the pause. The choice is evenness, neutrality in any given moment. And the tickle of that. We're not looking for good, quote unquote, meditations. If they come, they come. It's kind of like, a sunny day. If it's a sunny day, that's great. Well, if it's rain, maybe the soil needs it. That's great too. Love you all. Create your day.